But it's time to receive the morning tithe and offering, and we never do that without an offering teaching. We've been criticized for that. You know, they think we need trying to get more money and all that kind of stuff. No, it's trying to get you more money. And the reason for that is people say, well, that's greed. No, that's growth. It's called knowledge. You're in the economic world. God didn't send his only begotten son to the earth till he first had a rich man walking to him when he was in a manger to give him a pot of gold so he can handle any financial situation that came his way. Because Mary and Joseph was broke. The only person who had money in that stable was Jesus. And Jesus told his mom, we got to get out of here because Herod want to kill us. Think about it. So Jesus paid the trip to Egypt with the pot of gold that God sent by a man. Now watch it. Jesus wasn't on earth barely 10 minutes. God sent provision. How many of you could use some good provision? Oh, that's good. So turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 4 real quickly. This is not our sermon this morning. This is just our offering teaching. The book of Mark chapter 4. It's a very phenomenal chapter in the Bible. Probably been misunderstood more than any other chapter. Because everybody believes that God will provide everything except money. And yet God talks about money in this simple statement in Ecclesiastes. Money answereth all things. Now, why does it answer all things? It has no answer in heaven because it's not an economic world. Money doesn't exist in heaven. Money doesn't exist in Star Trek. Did you notice that? Yeah, live long and prosper. Glory to God. Because it's not an economic world. But you live in an economic world, so you need substance for the economic world. Mark chapter 4, verse 3 says, hearken, or behold, or look, there went out a sower to sow. Notice this verse, that there was a sower, and a sower's job is to sow. He goes through this whole parable, which is phenomenal. And in verse 13, Jesus says this in red. Know you not this parable? Then how then will you know all parables? In other words, if you don't get this, you can't get nothing else. Because the law of Genesis is the greatest law on the planet Earth still in existence today. The law of seed time and harvest time. Verse 24 said, take heed what you hear. Why? Because you can get faith in it. Faith comes by hearing. Got to watch what you hear. Make sure you're hearing the right thing. Well, what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear of faith shall more be given. So don't get mad at me if I've heard the right thing and I'm getting more and I'm blessed. I'm just being scriptural and biblical. Verse 26, so is the kingdom of God, or God's way of doing things, as if a man should cast. Look at the word cast. Because we have a tendency to keep our seed instead of cast our seed. So he has to use the word cast. You almost have to throw it into the ground. Now, verse 27 and verse 28 is really, most ministers and preachers and people don't really receive it. They worry about the seed. But it says, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. That's not your business to know how it works. It's just your business to believe that it will. Then he says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. So verse 26 is seed time. Verse 28 is progression time. Verse 29 is harvest time. But when the fruit is brought forth, it immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. The verse 30 says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Now, God placed in the Bible certain things concerning sowing and reaping. You got my plate? Thank you. I want to show you something here. Thank you, sir. Anybody like apples? You like apples, Richie? Huh? Take a bite of this apple, Richie. Now, it's clean and my hands are clean. Just take a bite of that. Is that good? See, now that's the harvest. Yeah, they're back. Here, take a bite of that. You like the apples? Take a bite of that. Show you something. You like apples? Let me give you another piece here. Yeah. Take a bite of that. Just take a bite of that. You like apples? It's good, huh? All right. You like apples?
Absolutely.
Here, eat that whole thing. Now, Everything you foreate was the harvest. Now, Richie, bite that seed. Just bite it. Bite it. It's bitter, isn't it? Oh. You can spit it back now if you like. All right. Oh, yeah. All right, hang on a second. Good. Put it, okay. Bite that seed. Oh, just bite. You don't have to eat it. Just bite it. Kind of bitter, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Bite that seed. You can spit it out. It's kind of bitter, isn't it? Bite that seed, brother. Okay, it's kind of bitter, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can spit it out in everyone. Now, just give me all your trash. You notice the harvest is sweet, but the seed is bitter. Why is that? Because you're not supposed to eat your seed. Did you get that? Now, that bitterness of that seed caused that harvest to grow so that you could enjoy a nice apple or orange or whatever. But the minute you bite into that seed, it's bitter because it wasn't made for your mouth. It was made to produce provision for your life. And the reason why a lot of people struggle financially in life is they eat their seed instead of sowing their seed.
Amen.
Isn't this good?
Yeah.
Now, you see, the seed, you may eat it, and it's bitter, but it's not going to fill you up. You're not filled up with seed. You filled up with harvest. You filled up with what the seed produces. Yeah, but that's my money. No, it's not. There's a part of your money that is seed. And God wants you to make sure, how do I know what part of my money is seed? It's the one that's bitter. Because you know when you spend something that isn't yours, you can tell it. It bothers you. God put a bitterness in it to make you realize that it doesn't belong to you. That it's designed to minister to your future, to your present. But if you eat your seed, you won't have a future. And there are a lot of bitter people in church because they refused to give the seed God told them to give. And what is the first thing that God told Adam when he created him? If you go to Genesis chapter 1, you'll find out he gave him seeding seed. He said, if you want a future, and he told him this, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Notice how he said that. The only way Adam could do that, watch this. This is before the fall. This is before he sinned. Now watch this. The law of Genesis was already in effect in the Garden of Eden before he fell. He said, I give you seeding seed. Well, some of y'all are not believing me. Let me show you. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1. Let me help you. Page 1. That ought to get you there. Might be on page 2, depending on how your Bible operates and function. Verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Now, those say, when you do that, have dominion. That's what comes from it. The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, that every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat or for provision. Notice this. Chapter 2 has not yet existed. Chapter 3 is not even in God's mind. That's the fall. Now notice this. Go back to Mark chapter 4. Notice this, that God operates the law of Genesis. And if you want to know what I said, that's Genesis chapter 8. I believe it is. You can find it in there. He sets that law into existence before the fall. What was God's seed in the fall or in the garden that they were not supposed to eat? He said, you can eat of every tree except one. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why? It's bitter. In other words, knock yourself out. Eat all you want of these trees. Just let me have one tree. Out of that whole garden, they could have eaten the tree of life. He didn't forbid that. But that tree of the knowledge of good and evil was his tree. The tithe that belongs off of what you make is his tree. It's his seed. And the only reason why he wants it is so that he can produce a harvest for you, so you can always have a lot of trees to eat from, so that you never have to struggle. Now, let me help you. If you think in your finite mind, when you get to heaven, you're going to quit paying tithes, you're living in a dream world. Think about that. Heaven itself deals with sowing and reaping. Because God's going right back to the beginning. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Now, the reason why I took that apple out, because you're not going to forget that. Right. Now, these four that ate, they had that apple was sweet until they bit that seed. But you see, sweetness don't come until the seed produces it. Because see, the seed is bitter to you, but it is sweet to God. Do you see that? Why? Because God says, they didn't eat what was mine. And because they did not eat what was mine, I'll bless them in the city. I'll bless them in the field. I'll bless them going in. I'll bless them going out. I will remember their children's children. I will cause him to have an inheritance for his children's children. So each and every one of you has the ability to produce financially for three generations. Three. Now, what is the average lifespan of a person today? What? They went up a little bit. Was it 78, 80? Let's say 80. You have the ability in you to produce for 320 years. You, your children, and your children's children. Then your part runs out. And then your children takes over. They go 320 years. Then their children's children go 300, 3, 6. Now we're looking at 1,000 years. That's what's in your hand today. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You're mad at me because I'm blessed? Man, I got the ability to produce 320 years. If I don't eat that seed. And if you notice, the seed is the smallest part of the apple. He ain't asking you for the whole apple. But the devil makes you think he's asking you for the whole apple. No, the whole apple is for you. Oh, have you noticed the seed is buried? It's always in the middle. You got to eat all the harvest before you get to it. Because the seed produces from, it's from within to without. Do you see that? So the next time you go to spend something that doesn't belong and is better, lay off of it. Because you just ate your future of you, your children, and your children's children. And Satan sat back and said, we took them out for 320 years. We ain't got to worry about this. Because you see, if you don't do it yourself, we know you won't teach it to your children. And since your children don't know it, they won't teach it to their children. And God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So as you give this morning your tithe and offering, remember this. All God wants is to give you a harvest. That's why he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Watch this. That there may be meat in my house. Prove me now, said the Lord of hosts. Watch this. If I not open up the windows of heaven. Whoa, now we get into the apple. Pour you out a blessing. There should not be room enough to receive. You can't receive 320 years of harvest, so God's got to give it to your kids and your kids' kids.
Are y'all getting this?
I hope they're taping it, Lord Jesus. See, that? That's, you're living in an open window and don't even realize it. Well, but it hadn't happened yet. Well, hang on. Your apple's growing. It'll come to pass. How do I know that? Because it says that all over the Bible. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. Now, we like suddenly and immediately with your twin brothers. But, you know, I like suddenly and I like immediately. But you know what? It don't make no difference whether suddenly or immediately or slowly it shall come to pass. Why? Because his word cannot and will not return void. Let me say it again. How do you know when you're doing something or you're using something that doesn't belong to you, even though you work for it, if it's bitter, it's not yours. And thank God for the bitter. Because when you go, it'll make you remember, don't eat that. Well, I'll just take a piece of it. You mean you're going to take 100 years off of it? It don't take much to knock 100 years off of a seed. You don't believe that? Go to the end of Armand, the River Road. Go look at that big oak tree there. It started out as a seed. A squirrel couldn't get to it. It was an acorn. Nobody believed it'd ever grow. Look at him today. He is the very center of Armand. He's out there, and I watch birds lie on the wing. I see people stop and go under it. I see people stop and eat a sandwich under it. I see kids run up on its branches. But I don't doubt in the heart of that tree is that acorn that said, I refuse to be eaten. Hurricane tried to blow me down. I've been here 400 years. And I'm still growing. You enjoyed the offering teaching? Yeah. Praise the Lord.